Welcome to A Week of It, brought to you by KC News, www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for Kapiti and Horowhenua. Here's a selection of some of the stories from the website over the last week. Popular Kapiti business owners Yvette and Andras Kedikas arrived from Hungary 6 years ago under the entrepreneur's visa, keen to set up a business and re-establish their family in New Zealand. Now Immigration New Zealand says they're not wanted, rejecting their application for residency, and they were informed that unless some new path was found, they'll have to exit New Zealand in 42 days. The Mayor of Kapiti, Janet Holborough, says she'll be doing all she can to support the Kedikas family in their efforts to remain in New Zealand. Ms. Holborough says Yvette and Andras and their family have contributed significantly to the rich cultural fabric of Kapiti, and they need public support. The Kedikas family established the Anzil Hungarian restaurant at Lindale, as well as running the largest catering business on the Kapiti Coast, Party Perfect. A petition to help keep the family in New Zealand has already topped 25,000 signatures. Foxton Pools is getting an upgrade with construction to begin in early February of next year. The much-needed improvements will allow the community year-round use of the pools and will include a new inbuilt spa pool, reception area, ventilation systems, and future-proofing for further development. The contract was awarded to pool specialist Apollo Projects, and work will be completed in early 2024. Currently a seasonal facility, Foxton Pools has historically only been open for use during the summer months. Horowhenua Mayor Bernie Wandon says play and active recreation make a significant contribution to the health and well-being of all people. Aquatic centres are popular places for communities to connect and socialise through play, sport, fitness, learning and events. He says they're excited that the Foxton community will have year-round access to this. Upgrading the Foxton Pools makes physical exercise more accessible, it leads to happier, healthy people and better connected communities. Foxton Pools will close the week before construction starts, and when it reopens in early 2024, visitors can expect to see a refreshed, fit-for-purpose facility which still holds the memories of those who've enjoyed it for the last 15 years. The government spent $10 million to buy a 4.6-hectare vacant plot of land on Raumati Road. The Housing Minister, Megan Woods, has announced plans to build 100 new homes for social housing. The Minister says the purchase will ultimately mean more families have a place to call home and demonstrates other commitment to resolving the housing challenges facing the Kapiti Coast District. She says it's clear that further steps are needed to address housing in the region, and by tackling it now, they can prevent problems that will potentially compound and worsen in the coming years. The District Council's housing strategy, which was approved in May, also said it would review existing council land to see if more social housing could be built and actively work with housing providers and iwi to explore development opportunities. Plans for the number and type of homes are still being developed, but Minister Wood says the government's hoping to address the historically low levels of public housing in Kapiti. The Donnelly Park live-in netball courts will be resurfaced earlier than anticipated, with funding being brought forward to make the courts safer for all users. Horowhenua Council's brought forward $400,000 of renewals funding from 2023-24 to 2022-23 to enable the resurfacing and refencing of the netball courts at Donnelly Park to take place earlier than scheduled after Horowhenua Netball raised concerns that the current surface had deteriorated and become slippery, posing a health and safety risk to players. The Donnelly Park courts were due for renewal work in 2023, but wear brought on by weather conditions and other factors meant the revitalizations needed earlier than anticipated. The work's expected to be finished before the April 2023 netball season. Some of Horowhenua's most remarkable volunteers were recognised with civic honours and certificates of recognition during the recent 2022 civic honours ceremony. Presented by Mayor Bernie Wandon, 5 civic honours were awarded alongside 3 certificates of recognition. In addition, 12 extraordinary young people received youth excellence scholarships. Mayor Wandon says this is certainly one of the highlights of the year. The annual event's been held since 1995, with people from all aspects of the community having been recognised for their service. He says these recognitions are an acknowledgement of long and commendable voluntary service to the community, and it's an honour to celebrate the award's recipients in this way. Civic Honours Awards presented to Alison Bramwell, Community Affairs, Rob Fifita Torvo, Community Affairs and Service to Pacific Peoples, Jim and Sarah Harper, Services to Conservation, Jeff Jones, Community Affairs, Stuart Thompson, also Community Affairs. Certificates of recognition were awarded to Kelly Bining-Rangi, Education Services, Chris Clark, Community Affairs, and Bill Davey, Social Affairs and Services. Now, for more on that and more on the stories just mentioned and plenty more, go to the website www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for Kapiti and Horta Whenua. And that's a week of it for Coast Access Radio. I'm Todd Zahner.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.